If you know even a little about Turkish music, you'll know his name, Zeki Müren, Turkey's most prominent singer. Known as Turkey's Liberace, Zeki Müren was adored by millions for three decades. He was Turkey's first gay icon, the first man ever to wear a miniskirt on stage. Now an exhibition about his life is pulling in record crowds.
In an exhibition hall in central Istanbul, his voice grabs you instantly. This show is all about the extraordinary life of an extraordinary man, Turkey's most famous classical music singer, Zeki Müren.
We went through thousands, maybe tens of thousands of photographs, his letters, notes that he took, his telephone books, agendas, diaries, the letters he wrote, the letters he received, plus his compositions, drawings, paintings, poems he wrote and written. Over 50,000 people have come to the exhibition in less than 2 months.
This shows how much Zeki Müren is loved, doesn't it?
It definitely does, yes. He's loved very much, and I think he's also missed very much. People come over and over again to see the exhibition.
The walls of the exhibition hall are full of hundreds of pictures of Zeki Müren, some of them depicting him on stage, some of them are taken from his films, and some of them are from his day-to-day life. And there is a special section featuring his costumes. He was designing his costumes himself, and these were very extravagant, very flamboyant, shiny costumes, and some very high-heeled shoes too.
He started wearing these shiny costumes long before David Bowie. Zeki Müren is Turkey's first gay icon.
Zeki Müren was much loved by most of Turkish society, not only by the gay community. However, he got threats too, by the conservatives, who didn't approve of his sexual identity or his colorful costumes. Once, a mob armed with sticks waited for him to appear at the stage door, but he invited them in and said, "Just have a listen to my songs. If you still want to beat me up, you can." They accepted the invitation, listened to his songs, and slowly put the sticks away. In a cafe, I met a theater director and Cem, an LGBT activist. Both big fans.
There is a man on the screen, and he's wearing skirts, he is wearing high heels.